There was a couple of questions I was supposed to be asked, but the irony is I didn't know Lady was asking because there was the interpretation wasn't as quick as her talking, and I'm 100% deaf. So that was interesting. So essentially my field was the artificial intelligence, so technology in the working field of women with disabilities, and if there's a benefit or there's a negativity with technology as it pertains to women in the working world. So I'm working on a project with artificial intelligence. One of my friends, he has his doctorate in artificial intelligence. So being deaf, you know, our goal is to make an impact, but we need more innovation in science in that field.
What is the relationship between artificial intelligence and hearing loss and deafness? What can it do?
So in being deaf with innovation, the goal, well, many people have compressed sound frequencies to be able to allow those that have hearing devices that are hard of hearing to then hear more. Unfortunately, we need more innovation. You know, there's countries that are underprivileged, that don't have the funding. There's simply families here in the United States that don't have the funding to get technology. And if they're 100% deaf, we don't have the ability yet within science and innovation to allow them the opportunity to hear the way a hearing person would hear. But more importantly, the communication and respect and viewpoint of that with a deaf person who chooses not to hear. And there's a lot of success of deaf persons that choose not to hear all over the world. There's actresses, there's now surgeons.
How does the experience of having a disability impact women in the workplace?
It depends where you are. That's the answer. So let's say here in the United States, for example, if you don't have a disability, you don't necessarily get the same pay. But if you do have a disability, you have to understand that in order to have the inclusion of the workforce, there's a benefit with technology, because if you've studied in the field of technology, you now are an asset. So there's a big pool within the workforce where they can pick from, and they don't see the person behind the disability because they're looking at your talent. They're looking at something that you can offer the company. I mean, there's a disadvantage as well, but it can be difficult, especially if you don't hear what's going on. But to utilize technology to be able to empower yourselves and other women in the workplace, that's good.
What's your experience been as a woman with a hearing impediment?
Well, I miss 70% of what is said to me. And so if somebody wants to ask me a question, I'm filling in the blanks, or I completely misunderstand what's being said. And I have so much to say the way I want to say it. You know, and I have so much experience being deaf and being an entrepreneur, having different talents and ambitions, and the world isn't not necessarily set up, not just because of technology or otherwise, but because of how we view being deaf. So sometimes we're told, you know, what to say or what to do, but we have so much to offer. We have a lot to innovate ourselves, and in fact we have a lot of input because we're the ones who are deaf or hard of hearing.
Do people overlook the value of incorporating and sharing ideas and speaking to people with different or people with disabilities?
Yeah, I think that when people see a disability, they don't necessarily see an opportunity for success. And if they see success, they don't see a disability. They don't naturally come to the conclusion that you can have both a disability and make way for success. You know, and when you get up to a platform to be able to speak your voice on the matter, you know, you then have an opportunity to express to people what you've gone through, but there's still not a huge opportunity to speak your voice when it comes to being disabled as a woman, as an entrepreneur.